3.1 World Watch Quiz 1.
UN experts estimate that the total number of children in the world will remain at around 2 billion throughout this century. After a long period of constant increase, this peak level was reached at the end of the 20th century, as the average global fertility rate dropped from 5 babies per woman in 1950 to 2.5 in 2000.
2.
Tragically, 7 million of the 135 million children born each year die before the age of 5. But the good news is that this is a huge drop to 1 in 20. This will not cause faster population growth, as women are more likely to limit the size of their families when child mortality drops.
3.
The average life expectancy globally is 70 years. As recently as 50 years ago, it was 60, and most of the longer lives were being lived in developed countries. Today, the average of 70 years applies to the majority of the world's population.
4.
Today, 80% of adults in the world are literate. The biggest recent improvements in education have taken place for girls. In poorer countries, such as Bangladesh, there are now as many girls attending primary and secondary schools as boys.
5.
A family in extreme poverty cannot be sure of having enough food to eat on a daily basis. Figures from the World Bank show that the number of people living in extreme poverty has fallen from 2 billion in 1980 to just over 1 billion today.
6.
In surveys over recent decades, self-assessment of where people feel they are on the happiness scale has resulted in slightly lower scores than half a century ago, despite significant increases in living standards.
7.
During the first 12 years of this century, the average level of debt per adult increased by 45%. In some countries, the UK, for example, it doubled.
8.
The richest 10% in the world own 86% of global wealth. At the top of the pyramid, the concentration of wealth increases further, with the top 1% owning just over 50% of global assets.